With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The nation's 39th president has died at the age of 100, a mark that no other chief executive ever achieved. But Jimmy Carter's single term in the Oval Office was often marked with, well, some success in the Middle East peace process, very high inflation, and a lengthy hostage crisis. Here's more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Carter served as president amid Cold War pressures and turbulent oil markets. While he was able to broker an Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement, he was unable to rein in double-digit inflation. A low point came when 8 Americans died in a failed hostage rescue in 1980, the year he would lose to Ronald Reagan. After leaving office, he was often seen volunteering with the Habitat for Humanity charity, and his human rights work through the Carter Center was recognized with a Nobel Peace Prize. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, South Korea says 179 people are dead in that plane crash. BBC correspondent Gene McKenzie.
The plane was making a return trip from Bangkok in Thailand with 175 passengers and 6 crew members on board. As it landed at Muan Airport in the south of the country, it veered off the runway and crashed into a wall. Then it caught on fire. Witnesses say they heard a loud explosion after the crash. Parts of the plane could be seen engulfed in flames and thick black smoke. The cause of the crash is still not known, but local media here is reporting that it may have been caused by birds getting caught in the plane's systems. The plane's landing gear is said to have malfunctioned as it came down.
Investigation continues in Delray, Florida. That follows yesterday's incident involving that train and a fire truck. 15 people hurt. There were no fatalities. This is SRN News. Well, the NBA suddenly cozies up to China.
The league says it will play a couple of preseason games in Macau next season, ignoring the concerns of religious freedom advocates who point out that China is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. There's a lot of cash in China, and the NBA wants it. It had been playing games there until 5 years ago when Rockets GM Daryl Morey expressed his support for Hong Kong, and Beijing kicked the league out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The battles over abortion in the U.S. focusing on the pills that are now the most common way pregnancies are ended. Texas has sued a New York doctor over a prescription to a Texas resident. It could become the first test of a shield law that New York and other Democrat-controlled states have passed to protect abortion doctors, and several states considering laws to make abortion drugs more difficult to obtain in general. This is SRN News. It is a first for the European Union. Belgium says, nope, no more vaping.
Belgium will ban the sale of disposable electronic cigarettes as of January 1st on health and environmental grounds in a groundbreaking move for European Union nations. Health Minister Frank Vandenbroek decided that the inexpensive e-cigarettes have turned into a health threat since they're an easy way for teenagers to be drawn into smoking and get hooked on nicotine. Australia outlawed the sale of vapes outside pharmacies earlier this year in some of the world's toughest restrictions on electronic cigarettes. Belgium's minister wants tougher tobacco measures in the 27-nation bloc. Ron Taylor reporting.
He was one of corporate America's most prominent black executives, holding top posts at Time Warner and Citigroup. Richard Parsons has died at 76. He was diagnosed with cancer nearly 9 years ago. More details at SRNnews.com.